come on in and get your seat. We're going to get started again. So come and take a seat. And while people are returning, after lunch we're going to have a book table set up out here, and there's another book also that the Lord had me write called Go in Peace for Teens. The first five sessions are basically what you're learning here, just more geared with some fun word pictures. Maybe I'll share one of the word pictures with you in a little bit. I just asked God to really give me some great word pictures so the teens would never forget. So the book's almost the same. And then the last four sessions, chapters in the book, though, are different. And it deals with walking that sanctified life and becoming all that God wants them to become. And the book's written in a way that a teen can read it totally on their own, even though when you flip through it, you see questions. All the answers to the questions are really in the paragraph before the. Now I'm telling you where all the answers are found. But they're really in the paragraph before. They're really easy to find. But if a teen's not sure, the answers are also in the back. So they can read it on their own, but it's also set up in a way that you can use it as discipleship material. If you work with a teen, then you can take a teen through it. And so how I do it is I just have another teen with me, and we each have our own book, and I read the text, and then you'll see that the verses are set apart. So I usually, if the teen doesn't mind reading and likes to read, I'll have the teen read the verse, because then they're reading God's word. And then I just have them tell me the answers out loud, and the questions are really for you also as a discipler to understand what the teen's going through and to be able to get that conversation going. So instead of me telling you about the book, I actually have one of my teens here. I call my teens that I counsel my teens. So I have Angelina here from Calvary Marietta, and she's 15, and she's going to come share for just like 5 minutes what the Lord has done in her life through this. So come on up, Angelina.
Well, first I'm going to say that I am very grateful for this book that the Lord has provided for me. Besides many other wonderful people the Lord has brought into my life, I am also very thankful that He destined me and Cherie to meet. Through the Lord, He has used Cherie and her book to help me overcome some of the many obstacles I have faced. A few important things I've learned through this book so far sound simple, but they have truly affected me in an amazing way. And they have affected my heart and my relationship with the Lord. And they have brought me the greatest love and comfort, which is the Lord. The Lord showed me through this book how to deal with letting go of the past, which was for me hard to do because a part of me didn't want to let go. It was just too hard for me to do, and I didn't think it was possible. Through my healing process, I had to learn how to forgive, and He showed me that through this book as well, which was a great experience and feeling of peace. He put into my heart that forgiving really isn't an option. It's a way of peace and walking down His path. He wants us to love and cherish each other because we are all His children. One important aspect I've learned through this book is changing the way I think. These past few days, He has taught me so much. Just the day before yesterday, I was in a really bad and sad mood. I kept saying to God, "Why am I still in this depressing season?" I told them, "Okay, Lord, I let go of not just some, but every single one of my friends from the past and even some family." I said to Him, "I did what You asked of me, Lord, so why am I still miserable?" And as I was going back home in the car from the grocery store, we stopped at a red light, and it seemed like we were there for the longest time. Then the Lord spoke to my heart and said, "Right now, I have You at a stoplight, and just like all these cars, life is passing You by. Because I'm trying to teach You something." So then I said, "Okay, Lord, but I still don't understand." Then later I was taking groceries up and down the stairs. I felt horrible and was about to cry. Finally, I was about to walk back downstairs, but instead I leaned against the wall and saw all of the doors in the hallway. Then the Lord told me, "You still have many more doors to go through, but I will guide you." He put into my heart at that moment that I need to seriously change my thinking. The funny thing about that was the day before, in my meeting with Cherie, we were talking about how her book said to think of things pure. I realized what an impact her book had on me and what God has taught me through that book. It's one tool in my life that I'm grateful He's used on me. to shape me into the woman he wants me to be. I've only been Christian for about 8 months. One of the reasons I feel so comfortable and strong in the Lord is because of the people and tools he's used on me. And Sheree in the book, the Lord had her right, is one of them. I wish that every teen in the world could read this book because I know how much the Lord could show teens through this. I've only read through half of it so far, and he's shown me a lot. I'm very thankful for this book and for Sheree. God is truly amazing, and I love him with all of my heart.
She made me cry. Wow. She did great. I think she might have the gift of teaching. What do you think? Maybe God will start growing her in that area. We'll have to find out. Praise the Lord.